This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This module is about what love, how Islam view love. First of all, Islam view love as a very important emotion. And love is the base for all humans' actions, as Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah once said. And if we talk about specifically loving a man or loving a woman, Islam, we recognize this as something natural, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He told us, He created us and He put in our heart that it's part of who we are, that we have love and comfort and attractiveness towards the opposite gender. This is how part of the human being. Love is not something to be shamed of, unless it leads to something shameful, like a shameful act, or it happened due to a shameful act. But love in itself is something natural. And love is a very mysterious thing. It's a mystery, you know, fascinating. And when you find it with the right person, there is nothing better in relationships. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you that love for your spouse, it's just unbelievable. And it became the best thing that ever can happen to you. Love is a mysterious thing. Love happens so fast, and by the way, can also go away very fast. So don't take love for granted, because it can turn you. Your heart can turn away from the person. Love is a very tense, strong emotion. That's why in the hadith, don't expose yourself to a test that you cannot handle. Don't put yourself in a position where you cannot handle it. Imam Ahmad said, in relation to this hadith, he said, هَذَا فِي الْعِشْقِ وَالْهَوَى. Imam Ahmad said, that's in regard to exposing yourself to be attached or to be in love with someone. Because if you fall in love with someone, it became so hard for you to leave it or to quit. It will take over you. Also, one thing in Islam, when we talk about love, we know that anything that you love other than Allah, it will never be a pure joy. There is a kind of suffering attached to it. Any love that has nothing to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a form of suffering attached to it. Loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a pure joy, no suffering in it. Even when you do act of worship that it might need or require from you an effort, you enjoy the process, you enjoy the effort. But any other love, it's not pure joy. There is a lot of joy and excitement and great feeling. You know, you feel so good and great, but still there is some. First, when you love someone, you always worry about them leaving you, turning against you. You know, you need to maintain that love and to be worried about it all the time. Love is a heavy also responsibility. That's why if you love somebody for Allah and for the sake of Allah, would be completely different than just loving them because you personally in love with them. And that's why in marital relationships that you must not only love your spouse just because of their personality, of how attractive your spouse looks like, but also you love them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that love be something that you will be rewarded for. And it's a love that will remain forever. When you love someone for the sake of Allah, as I said, the relationship will continue. But if you love someone for their look will change. You love someone for the wealth and the fame, they lose it one day. But when you love them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for who they are, you know, that love became so tense and so strong. Al-hub, the word hub, two letter, habba, or yani two letters, only ha and ba, but al ba muthaqqala. Ha comes from here, from your throat. Ba come from your lips. Ba. Ha. This is where all the letters start, and this is all the letter ends. Lips and throats. They said these two letters were chosen for the word hub because you need every letter in between to explain what hub is all about. Al-hub in Arabic language means something that appear. Hub al-ma, yani when the water comes, they call this hub. Al-hub is something that is so deep, rooted like the seeds, hub, the seeds of the origin, the thing that originate others. So al-hub is always deep in the heart. Al-hub, something has to appear in your actions. It's just not a feeling that you keep it for yourself. When you love someone, it's so clear that you love them from the way you look at them, the way you talk to them, the way you treat them.